So hi, Wounded Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
And I'm John from Great Good Fine OK.
There are some questions to say about their new EP, Exist. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to it so far?
Thank you. Yeah, no, we are psyched. We truly do feel like these are our best five songs yet. And so it's cool to see them out all together as a crew. And yeah, it's been really cool to see fans resonating with different ones. And yeah, like we had a hard time picking our favorites and figuring out like the order of which ones are released and stuff like that, because we really do kind of love them all equally.
Hell yeah. The EP fucking rocks.
It's so fucking groovy. Thanks, man. I love it.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
Hell really
yeah.
Appreciate that.
Of course. Yeah.
So is there any meaning behind the EP title or cover art?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's kind of two parts to the title, which is A, that the word exists just kind of summed up the vibe, you know, conceptually, lyrically of the five songs. I don't know if you saw, but I posted something online which basically said that the definition of the word exist is to survive, especially under adverse conditions. Which is what I think we've all kind of been doing for the past few years. Yeah. And all these songs were definitely written on the back of the pandemic and dealing with relationships and all the other stuff life throws at you when life is even harder than usual. And then the second part of that answer is we always like to put the number somehow in our EP titles. And so the number six is backwards in the word exist.
That's fucking sick. Yeah. Hell yeah. That perfect. Is there any meaning behind the cover art for it?
I don't know if there was meaning behind the cover art. We did a photo shoot, which kind of was with this guy, Shervin, who takes most of our pictures. He's like the best. I don't know if you're familiar, but we just like had all these photos taken. And then Luke took the one photo and messed with it and created that thing where it kind of looks like we're in this like sort of bubble looking out, like sort of in our own little world. And so, you know, I guess metaphorically it can kind of, you know, resemble this sort of like being a spectator in such a difficult time sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And sort of looking at these things in a nuanced way. You know, we just wanted to make cool art for the car.
I think you achieved it.
Thank you. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the EP?
Yeah. I mean, as usual, Luke is the producer and engineer and sort of musical mastermind. And I'm the lyric writer, melody writer, sort of concept creator for the most part. And so notoriously when we write, those are our kind of, our jobs, and then we usually bring other collaborators in to lend their skills and thoughts and brains to each one of those sections. And more than ever on this EP, we worked on all that stuff kind of together. You know, Luke was working on melodies and helping with lyrics. I was giving my two cents with other things, and we were collaborating with amazing writers and artists who we've worked with before and some new people. But yeah, it was a really collaborative process. And we wrote them over the course of the past year and a half. So it was just like, you know, we took our time creating these songs that sort of felt cohesive together.
Gotcha. Was there any sort of reason why this EP was more collaborative than previous ones? Like why there was overlap with like the jobs that you kind of talked about earlier in the answer?
Yeah. Just as far as collaborating with other people, I feel like every year we become more and more into that. Mm-hmm. It's just so fun to bring other people into this GGFO world and see stuff like, you know, lends itself to contributing to that. And then just like naturally we've started to work with more and more people. It's fun to have different instruments on stuff that Luke and I don't necessarily play, you know, and so that's cool. And then as far as like Luke and I, getting into what the other person does, I think it's just we've been a band now for 10 years. And so trying different things is fun. For example, like the song Breathing, Luke had this idea for a melody. And so he actually sent me a really rough demo of the chords and him kind of singing just gibberish in this melody over that. And it might have been like the first time he's ever done that. And then I sort of like filled in the lyrics right over the melody he created. And it turned into Breathing, which might be our favorite song on the EP. So, you know, it just goes to show you that change can be good and experimenting and stuff like that.
It's fucking sick. Hell yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. So what song off this EP took the longest to write? And you just answered the second half, which is which one's your personal favorite?
The first question is easy. Okay. The song Flame. We started that a couple years ago on a writing trip with our friends, the McDonough brothers, Connor and Riley and Toby, who we've written lots of stuff with, and they're amazing writers. And we wrote this song, Blame, and then we weren't that into all of it. But we loved the pre-chorus. And so the say, that part, we wrote with them there. And so we revisited and we took that part, and then we tried writing basically a whole new song around it. And we got it all the way to the finish line, and the label was expecting us to deliver it. And the night before we were supposed to deliver it, we decided it just wasn't right. And we just did not deliver it with the rest of the EP and took another few months working on it and chipping away at it until we felt like it was right. And so that one was definitely like the hardest to figure out, the one that we were stuck on. But I don't know, it might be my favorite one. And then what was your question? What is my favorite one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either Blame or I don't know. Like I said earlier, like I really love all of them. So that's such a hard question to answer. Mm-hmm. And it kind of changes all the time. Cause like, to be honest, when we first put out the EP, my favorite song was Will We Make It? Really need to know that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like anytime we released another single, that single became my favorite one.
Yeah.
So right now, my favorite one is Led Me to You, just because it was the most recent one.
That's my favorite.
But I think like in a year, it is cool. Yeah. I mean, they're like all good. But then Luke and I just spent some time doing something special with the song Breathing, which, spoiler alert, but I won't give away too much. But so we've been thinking about that song a lot lately. And so maybe Breathing is my new favorite again. So I don't know. It's a tough one.
Fair enough. What about Blame? Like what was going on with that song that you guys felt it was almost there, and then at the 11th hour pulled it back and spent a couple more months on it?
Yeah, there was a whole different pre-chorus, which just wasn't like, right? It was just, I don't know. Like when you've been doing it as long as we have, it sort of becomes obvious when there's something not right. And sometimes you can't put your finger on it. But we are very much a group who believes in quality over quantity and like getting it right. And so, you know, we probably could have delivered it that night and it would have been fine. And, you know, maybe it would have had just as much success, but we just like, you know, knew we could improve it. Maybe one day we'll release the other demo that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Probably fans will be like, that was better.
Oh, Lord.
It's hard to put on what exactly about it wasn't right. We just knew that it wasn't. And so we took more time to get it right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And so you said you were working on that one song for a couple months. So is that just kind of you held it back, you kind of put it on a shelf and kind of let it bounce around the back of your head while you were working on other things? Or was it like constant tweaking for a couple months?
Yeah, no, on the contrary, that night when we got fed up, we didn't look at it again for 2 or 3 weeks.
Then
went back with fresh ears and it became more obvious what needed to happen. And then we spent a few days straight on it to finish it up.
Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
So for this question, I want you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
Wow, that's such a hard question. I wish you that question before so I could think about it. Oh man, I don't know. There's obviously so many lyrics on the EP. So, okay, so the one that comes to mind is from Led Me to You. I made it through the pain. I wouldn't change it because it led me to you. Okay, and it's so simple, but such a huge like concept of you have no clue in your life like what's good or what's bad in the moment. And you know that song's all about how fun it is to look back and think about all the horrible things that happened in your life and how if those things didn't happen, maybe the great thing that just happened to you wouldn't have happened. And honestly, I think like that line and the meaning of that song kind of sums up what we were trying to say in the EP, which is that like, you know, life is hard, but don't like give up because you don't know if that hard thing's actually going to be the thing that's best for you in the future.
That makes
Yeah.
sense. Hell yeah. Took
Right.
that question like a champ.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this EP?
Yeah, I mean, we work on it over such a long period of time that lots of stuff in your life happens, you know. And so, whenever I'm working on a song, I just try to get in the headspace of what that song's about and what's inspiring it. And you know, I bring into it a little bit of what's happening in my personal life during the writing process, but mainly I try to keep the songs in a world of their own, you know. And so, whenever we would work on Led Me to You, be it, you know, how the millions of hours we would spend on it, I would try to really like immerse myself in that feeling of, you know, it's all about the journey and like give it time and all that stuff. So, but, you know, just to give you a little bit broader, I moved to LA from New York about a year ago, which was a pretty significant thing for me. I'd been living in New York for 18 years. And so pretty much all these songs were written during this really weird time for me, where I had just gotten to the city.
So how do you recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first EP for the first time? Should you do it in the car with friends and talk with headphones on? Is workout EP part of EP? What do you personally recommend?
That's a great question. I recommend going to whatever DSP you like most, Spotify, Apple, Tidal, whatever it is, and listen to it front to back. I think like it creates a really cool musical journey to listen to the five songs all together. And as far as like, you know, headphones or monitors or whatever, I would just listen however you like listening. You know, like for me, I love listening to stuff in my car because I like know the speaker system so well. It's like a comforting sound to me. And so I can like, I like whenever I'm, I just listen to like the entire Beyonce record
Damn
and I
right.
wanted to do it in my car. I like listened in my good headphones, you know, just so I could like really get a vibe. So yeah, I would say just listen however you want. Yeah, I think it's a really cool experience to listen to all five.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Damn right. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your head. I want you to describe this EP for new listeners in three words. No more, no less.
Journey, exist, and I think this could be considered one word if you put a hyphen, but gray area.
All right.
Okay.
I
Yeah,
think
I follow
that's
it.
fitting. Yeah. So, in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
I mean, like anytime we release a song, I want people to feel exactly what they feel. There's no right answer. And the cool thing about a lot of our songs is like sometimes there's really heavy subject matter on top of really dancey music. And so it's really cool to hear that people are enjoying a song purely for the joy of it and dancing to it and not really like getting into the lyrics. And it's also awesome to hear that that fans are really like connecting with the song emotionally, and they wouldn't necessarily have a dance party to it because it's hitting them in kind of like a deeper place. And so I would say, and honestly, like this is how I judge whether a song is successful, is just if it connects on a level, you know, if someone can enjoy it on any kind of level that's personal to them, then I think we've done our job. And so yeah, that's how I hope they enjoy it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, like Luke and I have been working together for so long that, and it really feels like we've just started hitting our stride. And we have such a language when we're working together that just all the times working with Luke and being creative and, you know, unlocking these new levels of song. And that's just, it's really like, that's always my favorite part is just collaborating with Luke. And, you know, we always say like we're the bigger than the sum of our parts. And so it's really like, it's not lost on either of us when we're working with each other, how special it can be.
Yeah.
And so that's really cool. And then also like what comes to mind is all the collaboration we did. Like for example, like we rented out a studio in LA that had all sorts of instruments that Luke doesn't have in his home studio. And we had all these amazingly talented friends come in and play on these songs and just like seeing these like, you know, geniuses add their like skills to this stuff. It's always just like I sit back and I'm just a total spectator and I can't believe like they're doing it on something we wrote, you know? And so that's always cool. That's cool on all the EPs, but especially on this one, because like I said, there was even more collaboration than usual. But yeah, I mean, those are the things that come to mind.
Hell yeah. Love
It's
that.
amazing.
So for this question, why don't you picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What's your snack of choice?
Great question.
Thank you.
I'm definitely so I'll give you like the full snack with drink.
Hell yeah.
A huge fan of iced tea. So any kind of like very low sugar iced tea I'm going for. Just recently they started, I forget what the brand is, but they started doing this like subtly sweet version of the tea. And so I'll get like a lemon or a black, like I'm talking like 5 grams of sugar if I can do. So that's going to be my drink. And then for a snack, we're either going corn nuts or some sort of a trail mix
Damn right.
with nuts and stuff, and definitely like some good chips, maybe like a sea salt and vinegar vibe. And then you know you round it all off with something dark chocolate.
Damn right.
And sometimes
You
it's
cover
hard to
everything.
sometimes it's hard to find good dark chocolate at gas stations, but more and more, I feel like they're getting it.
I think that's a pretty
Sure.
well-rounded snack haul. Like you've done it a lot.
A lot
I
of
don't mess
bases.
around.
I don't mess around when we stop. I get a bag of stuff from the gas station.
Hell yeah.
Damn right. Damn right. And on the topic of food, if the band was a dish, what dish would the band be and why?
Well, you know, we've always thought it would be kind of fun to start a seafood restaurant called Skate Squid Brine Filet.
That's fucking amazing.
And so maybe like some sort of maybe it would be like one of those seafood towers. I think would be like the ones with the clams and oysters, lobster, shrimp, you know, those big towers. I like to think that's what the band would look like.
I fucking love it. Hell yeah.
And for the last couple of questions, I'm going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So, if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
With drink, okay. I really appreciate these questions, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
We
you.
like our food just as much as our music.
So obviously, you know, I can only speak for me, so this is just me personally. You know, Luke would probably have a whole different set of foods that he would go for, but mine would probably be lobster. Maybe like can I get a bunch of different foods?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So yeah, like lobster, maybe like a really good like chicken parmesan,
Ooh.
you know, maybe like a really good cheeseburger from somewhere dank. It's hard because I'm such a fan of all sorts of food, you know, like I like French foods, like one of my favorites too, and I haven't even mentioned anything from that. So I don't know, that's where I would start. And then for a drink, I would do one of my favorite iced teas probably. But then also I'm on death row, so I'd probably want like a little bit of an alcohol beverage, maybe like a gin and tonic with
Nice.
some really good gin. I don't know if you guys are are Gin fans, but there's this one called Monkey 47.
Damn. Sounds wild.
Yeah.
It's the best gin.
Yeah.
All right.
So I would probably
noted.
Get a tonic with that.
Okay.
You know, nice lime in there. And yeah, that would be that.
That sounds
damn
good.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
Fictional world?
Mm-hmm.
Fictional world?
Oh, shit. Probably like somewhere in Game of Thrones, maybe.
Oh, shit. Oh,
maybe
Twilight.
That. But maybe what's that? What's that city where it's like desert and it's like everyone's like hedonistic and like eating and like, did you guys watch Game of Thrones?
I have not. Everyone around me has watched it, but I just know the guy
Okay.
with long hair. That's it.
But escaping me what the name of that city is, I'm sure people will listen to this or and be like, it's that. But yeah, or like anywhere. I don't know. Like, I loved Game of Thrones so much, and that was the first time like a real like fantasy fictional world place like really got me. And
yeah.
I would like really like dream about being in that world when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, like somewhere in there. But I would definitely want to be like one of like the royalty, you know, because
Yeah.
the normal people on that show like had a kind of a bad deal. So
doesn't look like a lot of fun for them. Yeah.
Yeah. If I could come and be really rich in one of the Game of Thrones cities, I think that'd be really fun.
Damn right. Yeah.
And I thought of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
Wow. Woo! That's one that changes for me a bit too, but lately and for a long time, it's been like a dark red.
Ooh.
That's really
like
good.
A dark maroon. Almost actually, I didn't even really connect it, but kind of the color of our new EP art.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That's a good
I love
color.
When that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as
yeah,
I said,
yeah.
That's all the questions we have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Just we're going on a 4-date tour at the end of April on the West Coast. The 23rd in Seattle, 24th in Portland, 26th in San Francisco, and 27th in LA. And we haven't toured in a couple of years, so we're just super excited about that.
Hell yeah.
Hell
all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's been John from Great, Good, Fine, Okay, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.